Hey everyone, and welcome to Dose of the Dead podcast. Today is November 30th, 2017, and this is the 19th episode and the 1 year birthday, anniversary, whatever you want to call it, of the podcast. I can't believe it's been a year already since my first episode. I went back and listened to that on Tuesday and realized that it definitely sounded like a first episode. I don't know. That was my first attempt at a podcast, so I like to think that I matured and have gotten better at presenting and creating these podcasts, but maybe that's just me. I don't know. Anyway, this is, like I said, episode 19, and this will be the second part of the Dead & Company fall tour of 2017. So I know it's like uneven. I should have done it 4, 4, and 4, but it's going to be 5, 5, and 6 episodes. So it is the next 5, so shows 6 through 10, and that is DC, Hartford, Detroit, Columbus, and why can't I remember what is? Or did I? There's one more. I can't remember. I don't know what I was thinking. And Charlotte is the 5th show. That was, so Washington was on November 21st. Hartford, November 22nd. Detroit, November 24th. November 25th was Columbus. And November 28th was Charlotte. So really, they played, last night in Atlanta, but everything that will be in the next episode, so besides that, everything else is up to date. Let's see. So with the Washington show that was played, I wasn't able to catch that show, even like stream it, or I obviously wasn't there. I was driving up to Connecticut because I was spending my Thanksgiving up there. That's why I was able to go to the Hartford show. So I did miss out on the show. I didn't get to hear it till I came back home that Sunday. So the set list for that show was Feel Like a Stranger, Bertha, Black-Throated Wind, Tennessee Jed, Ship of Fools, Cassidy, Deal, Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower, Looks Like Rain, Terrapin Station, Drums, Space, Days Between, Throwing Stones, and Touch of Grey. Pretty good set list. I like how they did Black-Throated Wind and Looks Like Rain. I believe that was the first time they played that this tour. Just wish maybe they would have spread them out and played it a little more frequently. I like those Bobby songs. Let me see what else. Feel Like a Stranger, they finally opened with that. I know everyone has been calling that for an opener, including myself, for like the first 5 shows of the tour, and everyone was wrong up until then. I like how they put Ship of Fools in the first set also. Looks like that this is going to be a staple of the fall tour, is opening the second set with Help on the Way, Slipknot, Franklin's Tower. It seemed like mostly last summer, whole summer that just passed, they've been doing it like towards the end of the second set, but they seem to be opening with it this time. Throwing Stones is always a DC staple with a, you know, I don't really need to say anymore. And so the song that I decided to pick from this song, this show, was where is it? Looks Like Rain. Like I said, I like it was a toss up between Black-Throated Wind and Looks Like Rain, but I decided to pick that song. So like I said, overall good set list. So here's Looks Like Rain from Washington DC Capital One Arena, November 21st, 2017.
felt you sort of bad. Covers were still warm where you've been laying. You might not be sleeping here again. It's all right, 'cause I love you. That's not gonna change. Run me around, make me hurt. Again and again. But I'll still sing you love songs written in the letters of your name. Dread the storm to come, for it surely looks like rain. The sound, the street cats making love. Guess from their cries, you will listen to a fight. Trying to make it through the night. Yeah.
Like Rain from Washington, D.C. on 11/21. So the next day was 11/22, and they played in Hartford, Connecticut. This was my third and final show of the tour for the fall, and makes it 8 on the year. So I made it to 8 this year and 3 the last year, 2 years combined. So I made up some ground. I got to meet all the live Dead Day, Asa. Picked him up from the train station and we went in together. It was pretty cool finally meeting him and talking about discussing a bunch of different stuff, Dead and everything else. So the set list for that show was they opened with Iko Iko, Shakedown Street, which I thought they were going to open with, but they played it second set, so that was still pretty cool. They Love Each Other, Loose Lucy, Friend of the Devil, Birdsong, then Estimated of Profit, Eyes of the World, China Doll, The Other One, Drum Space, Spanish Jam, Black Peter, Uncle John's Band, U.S. Blues, and Knocking on, excuse me, Heaven's Door. So a couple of debuts on this tour was, I believe, I'm not totally sure, but I thought Iko Iko wasn't played before. Black Peter and Knocking on Heaven's Door. So as they like get into the tour more, you could see that they're debuting a lot more songs. You heard it in the last episode with Karina from the, was it the first or second night of Boston? But you'll hear in later in this episode, I'm gonna be playing more of those songs, the more of the debuts of the that they play debuts on this tour, and then just in general that the band has never played before. So I think it's pretty cool that it's their fourth tour altogether, and they're still adding stuff in and making it totally different. Just as the Grateful Dead would, even though they don't have anything, Dead and Company doesn't have anything like new per se to work with. They can't come, well, technically they could come out with a studio album, but they don't, you're not going to come out with a studio album and then tour off of it, even though the Grateful Dead really didn't do that anyway. Most of their stuff on the studio albums were played like 3 or 4 years before they were actually ever released on as a studio album. So, out of those three debuts, I'm actually going to pick Black Peter. That's the first time I ever heard this live, so it was kind of like a moment where I had that it kind of spoke to me. And I've said this before, but there's some songs where I really couldn't connect with until I heard them live or like heard a certain version of it, and that's what it was for Black Peter on this one. I mean, I've always like enjoyed it, but this one really like got me diving into different versions of Black Peter. And it's a really I wouldn't say underrated song, but it's definitely not like the first one you think of when you think of the Grateful Dead, but it is an awesome song. So from 1122 Hartford, Connecticut, here's Black Peter. Just bear the wind.
door. Friend or two I love at hand. Yeah. can see.
Yeah.
Black Peter again from Hartford, Connecticut. The next day they head off, obviously, it was Thanksgiving. And then the day after that, the 24th, they played in Detroit, Michigan. The set list for that was Dancing in the Streets, Jack Straw, Brown Eyed Women, Ramble on Rose, Deep Elm Blues, another debut, which was really cool. It involved all, Bob, John, and Oath Teal singing lead at different times in the song. And I thought that was really cool. That's the song we're going to be hearing, but I'll read off the rest of the set list. Beat It On Down the Line, Sugary, New Speedway, Boogie, Dark Star, Scarlet Begonias, Fire on the Mountain, Drum Space, The Wheel, Not Fade Away, and Casey Jones. Yeah, like I said, Deep Elm Blues. These next two shows, the Detroit one and the Columbus one, I didn't get to hear, as same as the Washington, until I got home on that Sunday. So I just heard them this week, listening to them like while I'm at work. And the Detroit one was really good. Like I said, the Deep Elm Blues was definitely the biggest standout to me. Casey Jones was cool as an encore. But everything else, you know, pretty normal. Dancing in the Streets, Jack Straw, they were both good. I saw the Dancing in the Streets on the opener on like the Nugs, first like preview thing, but that's all I really saw of the whole show until I listened to it. So here from Detroit, Michigan is, Deep Elm Blues.
Put your money in your shoes, 'cause the women's in your shoes.
true.
There is Deep Elm Blues from Detroit. The next night they played the 25th in Columbus, Ohio. This show, I would have to say, is probably in my top three or four of the fall tour so far. So it would go Cold Rain and Snow, Music Never Stops, Throw Jimmy, Me, My Uncle, Cumberland Blues, Althea, One More Saturday Night, St. Stephen, He's Gone, China Cat Sunflower, If I Had the World to Give, another debut, I Know You Rider, Drum Space, Della Blue, All Along the Watchtower. I think that might be a debut for this tour too. Sugar Magnolia and then Ripple Acoustic for the encore. Definitely like Ripple Acoustic for the encore. If I Had the World to Give with O'Teal on leads was just completely amazing. If you're gonna guess, yes, that's the song I'm picking also for this show. But definitely all these songs were great. The Cumberland Blues and then The Music Never Stopped as the second song. I know they used that as an opener a lot last summer, but the number two spot still feels like it's a double opener with Cold Rain and Snow and that. One More Saturday Night, that was the first Saturday show they played this tour, so that was the debut of that song. Saint Stephen, they messed up a little bit during that, but doesn't really matter. And the it was kind of a tease because they've been playing China Rider like religiously, like one after another. But they threw If I Had the World to Give in between, and that was just awesome. So from Columbus, Ohio, 11:25, here's If I Had the World to Give with O'Teal on lead vocals.
Song to
to you long as you live? Would you have the time to watch it shine? Or ask for the moon and give it to you? I give it to you. Well, maybe I've got no star to spare, or anything fine or even rare. Only if you let me be your world, could I ever give this world to you? Could I ever give
again, there was If I Had the World to Give. The next show that they played, they took a couple days off, and then they played on the 28th in North Carolina. That was 2 days ago. This, I would have to say, is my personal favorite show of the tour as of now. I know it's only 10 shows in, but this is number one for me. Probably being one, this show, and then two, Philly, and then three, probably Columbus. Or for Columbus, I don't know. I don't know. Definitely one and two is North Carolina one and Philly two for me. But the set list for this show was Hell in a Bucket, Bertha, Peggy O acoustic, Into When I Paint My Masterpiece acoustic, Greatest Story Ever Told, Ship of Fools, Mississippi Half Step, Let It Grow. So that's like eight songs in the first set. Second set, they opened up with The Weight. First time they ever covered this song. Grateful Dead covered a handful of times. I heard a lot of it in the 80s and, you know, 90s shows I was listening to. So that's just awesome how they played this. And then everyone, you know, with the Let O'Teal Sing, but it was Bobby, John, O'Teal, and Jeff singing on this. So no surprise again, this is a song I'm picking for this show. Then they went into playing in the band, Uncle John's band, Terrapin Station, one of my favorites, drums, bass, Standing on the Moon, another great, I Need a Miracle, Going Down the Road Feeling Bad, Black Muddy River, and then playing the band Reprise, which I love when they do that. That's what I thought. You know, they might have been done after Black Muddy River, but that last little oomph of playing in the band really solidified this concert for me. I wasn't there, but I just I got a stream and I watched the whole thing really on the stream, and it was just awesome. I know it's not like the wait's the really only maybe the wait, and then. Well, when I paint my master's piece in Peggy O, acoustic was really cool. But other than that, it was just, it wasn't anything out of the ordinary, but it was just the way that they were playing. And maybe it was like the 3-day rest they took, but it was really awesome. So, like I said, the show from North Carolina I'm going to play is, the song I'm going to play is The Wait. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Like I said, it's the second part, 2 out of 3. Next episode, episode 20, will be the last 6 shows of the fall tour. Can't believe it's already, here and gone. It's went way too fast, but, really looking forward to these next 5 shows. I think the 2 Texas and 2 Florida shows are really, really going to be crazy shows. They might break out a few more surprises for us. I'm still hoping for Lazy Lightning, maybe, and if O'Teal could sing like So Many Roads, that would just be a great end of the couple shows of the tour. But like I said, if you saw my Instagram, I got a bunch of stickers in, so I'll be sending those out shortly. I haven't had a chance to yet. Just let me know if you guys want any. I'll send them out. And anything else, next episode, there will be a giveaway of any show of your choice on either cassette or CD. And it was same, you know, as always, I'll give a code word and just be the first one to DM me the code word and you'll win the giveaway. So what else was I going to say? That's really it. So, episode 19, this is the 1-year anniversary. Can't believe it's already a year, like I said, but time flies. So here is The Wait from North Carolina.
Coming and the devil walking side by side. I said it.
Said I will fetch you around.